Welcome back to Sports Day with KG and Ben Hook. We're doing it thanks to Tyre Power, who are Australia's biggest independent tyre retailer. Think safety this January. Get the 5-minute tyre safety check at your local Tyre Power. KG, I've been looking forward to this all show. It's catching up with a South Australian who has had a remarkable 6 months.
It's been more than remarkable. Like, it was touch and go whether he got into the side initially. Then when he gets into the side, he goes bang, bang, bang. And that 100 in Tasmania was his best dig of the year from my point of view. Man of the series, man of the match, unbelievable.
We're talking about Travis Head, of course. Now he is up to it in his boots with the Adelaide Strikers, who have come from nowhere to be in the final three, and they'll be playing against the Sydney Sixers on Wednesday night. Travis Head joins us now. Travis, welcome to Sports Day.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Travis, it feels like in the last couple of months, everything you have touched has turned to gold. Of course, an amazing Ashes performance from you, dominant at the Gabba, amazing knock at Hobart. And then, of course, you've just lobbed on the doorstep of the Strikers, and things are going very nicely there as well.
Yeah, it's been an amazing couple of months for me. It's been great fun coming back to the Strikers. Obviously, I've absolutely loved every minute that I've played for the franchise, and having been involved in the last time we won one, it'd be lovely to win two more games. And a lot of doubters at the start of the season, and watching on TV, thought that hopefully we could get on a roll and sort of get ourselves respectable in the competition, and then we snuck ourselves in. And to have obviously myself and Alex come back has been massive. Alex has taken a lot of load over the last two nights, so hopefully come Wednesday I might be able to chip in with a couple of runs. It'd be nice.
Honest answer, how many of your teammates did you have to introduce yourself to on Friday night? I reckon you would never have met Henry Thornton. I'm tipping you probably hadn't met Ian Cobain. Any others that you maybe had to just go up and say, "G'day there, my name's Travis Head"?
Yeah, Thordo was the only one. Coey played for East Torrens for a few years.
Of course,
In our Leighton, the Darren Leighton Academy and whatnot, and then having played in for Sussex. We played against Gloucestershire last year, and obviously him being close with Frankie Worrell. So, we've crossed paths a few times. I was surprised, to be honest, that he was over here and he's just playing hardball career. I had a good chat with him a couple of days ago, and he said, "I was just luck of the draw sort of thing." And I know he could play, I didn't know he could be this good. He's been unbelievable for us, and I think that just shows a little bit like myself at the start of the summer. You come in without no fear and just think, I'm going to lay it all out on the table, and Coey's done that for us. And this is probably the greatest opportunity he's going to have for at the moment to get on the big stage in the big bash, and he probably didn't think it would come along, but he's taken his opportunity, and it's been great to see.
Travis, can I ask you about that issue? What was your attitude coming into the Test series? It was touch and go whether you got in there or Khawaja got in, but when you went in there, did you change your attitude towards your batting? I remember reading an article where Pat Cummins had something to say to you. Did you change?
No, I didn't change. I feel like I had a really good start of the summer for South Australia. Yep. I had my challenges at Sussex in England, and that was challenging. But I worked through those, and I actually felt like there was runs around the corner. Every time I went to bat in England, I felt like I was hitting the ball beautifully. I was training and working hard, and it just wasn't happening. And then I come home, and I guess conditions that I'm used to, and started the Shield season beautifully, and then rolled into a couple of one-day games, and then started to get a bit of momentum through the season. And definitely that last 100 just before we went into camp definitely helped me, settled me probably a little bit.
Yep.
But then also the selectors settled me, Pat settled me. So the camp was really good for me. So I was just being myself and trying to play myself my own way. And yeah, Pat had a good chat with me before the morning of the first test, and just sort of like said, "I want you to play your way. And if you feel that the way the game's going, or I want you to be aggressive at five." But yeah, just ride that balance. And geez, I had some good batters ahead of me during the season that put myself in some great positions to bat. So I was very fortunate to come in some situations where I could take the game on.
I did spend an afternoon at Karen Rolton Oval watching you knocking up a lazy 220 in a 50-over game. So, that's not bad form coming into an Ashes series. I'm interested in Sussex because, I mean, you're sort of an unknown from... It's unknown that you've gone over to Sussex and you're playing your county cricket there. It's really not in the public eye at all. We saw some really difficult-seeming wickets all the way through the Ashes series. Not many guys managed to survive, let alone thrive on it. You were the only bloke, really. I mean, Marnus had some moments, of course, and David Warner early, but you were the one bloke who really seemed to handle it well. In hindsight, dealing with the English wickets that you were exposed to at Sussex during our last winter, do you think that had some effect?
Yeah, there's no doubt that you have learnings over your career. I've played at Yorkshire, Worcester and Sussex now, and loved every single moment of those periods. And I think they held me in good stead when I went to the Ashes in 2019. Yes, I didn't get the results I would love, but I contributed in middle moments and felt like my game was in good order over there against the swinging ball. Obviously, battled on some extremely great wickets at Sussex, but also played at Bunston probably 3 weeks before we went into camp. We were in the Shield game before we went to before we played at Carnarvon against Queensland, and it was probably exactly the same wicket, to be honest. It was probably a little bit greener on day one, and, but day two was probably similar to day one in Hobart in the Test match. So I think that held me in good stead because I was really happy with my technique. I didn't get many runs. I would maybe got in the teens and faced sort of 25 balls. And I think that's a real good gauge for me, sort of 20, 30 balls in my innings. Yes, you're not going to get runs every time, but if I can be really sound and consistent in my technique, which I was in that innings, my first real little mistake was I was in the shed. So I took real confidence from that, even though I didn't get runs, knowing that I had the blueprint in Hobart. So to have that, I guess, and to have that in the back of my mind, and Henry Hunt played beautifully in that game as well. So just learning on how he played, and I really enjoy batting down there as well because it's challenging, but there's always runs on offer. It's a quick outfield, so I knew if I could put pressure on the bowler and get enough balls in scoring opportunities that I could get us into a position where we could win a game of cricket.
Travis, was that your best dig of the summer? You had a number of great digs, but that dig in Tasmania, from my point of view, I thought was your best. How would you rate that? As your best?
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, definitely. I think obviously Brisbane was unbelievable,
yep,
and the whole part of that, and being in a session and getting on with it and slogging. Yep. But I felt like throughout my whole innings in Tassie, I know Marnus probably moved around the crease more, took the bowlers on more. I felt like I was just batting freely and just normally.
Yeah.
Felt like I wasn't trying to take anyone on. I was just, if the ball gave me scoring opportunities, it did, that I would score. It did help that Wood bowled 150 clicks through the whole summer. It was probably the best thing for that week because it just slipped on a little bit. It gave me a chance to get away. And then I guess once you get rhythm on that wicket, get in, the bowlers are going to see him around more, like your Wokes and your Robinsons and whatnot. And Broad, who gave me nothing really all series. It probably got me in better positions and got me away in my innings. So, it was definitely my best, I think.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, I'll say, when you're just batting defensively, just taking every ball as it comes and you score a run-up all 100 on an absolute seeming green top. Yeah, that's not too bad, Travis. Yeah. We're talking to Travis Head, of course, had a wonderful Ashes series, but we do want to turn our attention to the Adelaide Strikers, who've had they were not worth a crumpet three weeks ago, Trav.
Cold pie.
Yeah, and have won, what, six in a row?
Six in a row.
Yeah, so I think lost six in a row, then won one, lost one, and won six in a row.
Remarkable.
Since, I mean, you've only come into the group late, but you've obviously kept a close eye on it. You're the captain. You're not captain at the moment from the perspective that you've just left it to Sids, and no reason why you wouldn't do that. But you've obviously kept a pretty close eye on it. Can you sort of explain the basis behind the turner, and in particular because Rashid Khan upped and left and went to play for Afghanistan? So, I mean, anyone with, if you're a punter, you'd be scratching your head.
Wouldn't have backed him with bad money.
No, yeah. I think Rash has done that for us a few times. I think, but looking back on the year that we won it, and he left and was like, oh no, we're going to fill the gaps. We've always had someone to fill the gaps. So Liam O'Connor did a fantastic job over those years.
Yep.
Now we've got Farward. Mm. So all we need from Rash is that we know that we'd love him to be here the whole time, but we know he's going to win enough games, hopefully get us in a final. And then you hope that you're on the right. You're hitting momentum and you're playing well. And a boy like Shorty stands up. Farward plays well. Sid does his thing. Kez, having obviously Kez back. So, I can't wait for the next two games. I think we've got a real show at it. And Rash did his job. Rash got us there. Rash won a few games. We took six for him one game. I think just the personnel, just having Ian Cobain come in and Thornton and some fresh people come in around that period where things weren't going as well as we would have liked. A couple of fresh faces, a little bit more energy. We started to get a win on. The energy in the group is at the moment, for a group that's been on the road and stuck in a bubble and the challenges around that, and they're in level 5 lockdown at the moment protocols where you've got to stay in our own room.
God,
can't do anything. So it's real pressure on. So walking into an environment where the bikes are absolutely loving it, thriving on it, and just like almost getting on the train and thinking like we're on a roll here, we've played some extremely good teams. Hobart is a dangerous team, and the Thunder we didn't beat this year in the home away season, and they've knocked us off in two finals previously. So There was definitely a bit of, well, personally, there was definitely a bit of an urge to knock them off in a final. And gee, it got tense. They got tense, but we got the job done, which was very, very satisfying against a team that's had the wood over us.
Always pretty important when you're playing the Thunder to get Usman Khawaja early. There was a controversial catch, Trav. Now, I've spoken to KG at the start of the show. I was adamant it was a catch. As soon as I saw it, I thought, caught. Yep, the ball has squeezed his fingers into the ground, but they'll give this out for sure. I was stunned by the controversy around it. Trav, how did you see it?
Yeah, I felt the same way on field. I was at backward point. I wasn't far away from Fuzzy, and I felt like, yeah, it went in clean. And like, I listened to what was said after the game, and yeah, I feel like Fuzz plays it the right way, so I obviously backed him in. The footage, I think, like we said, it comes down to soft signal. Soft signal is out. I feel like there was a finger under there. There probably was a blade of grass on the ball, technically. Yep. But how many times do we see these catches where fingers are under the ball, but the ball's on the jammer? There's definitely always going to be grass that hits the ball, I think. Mm. So, like, to the letter of the law, then there's not a lot of catches that probably shouldn't be out. It's a sticky one because he's their best player. The Thunder think it's not out. The Strikers think it's out. And it's just one of those things that comes down to the decision that's made. So the soft signal's probably hurt Uz. It's helped us. I felt like it was a fair catch on field. So the umpires was seen a different way, but I think that's what happens when you play against each other. Like, both teams are going to see it. We don't open the other eye. So, yeah, it's an interesting one.
Yet to meet anyone who's walked for a 50-50, KG.
Never walk. Wait till the finger goes up. Travis, I think with all due respect, you're downplaying why suddenly the Tigers have improved. When you've got people like Travis Head and Alex Carey walking through the door, mate, if I was a player, I would feel 110% better. You and Alex, just your presence in the room and on the ground, I think's had an effect.
Yeah, we hope so. Like,
it's got to.
I appreciate that. Yeah, and I didn't see the environment before. I know Diz was keen to get us back, and I think just having us in the field as well, like you said, like having two experienced heads that are calm, consistent, like a. I can sit down there with Sid and Kez at the other end with the guys. We communicate about the game, and you got and Kez, I think, well, we've seen Matty Shaw. He's been unbelievable this season, and he's bowling four overs and batting and trying to do everything by himself. And just to see him go out with Alex, and Alex about the way he has, I think he's brought the best out of Shorty in the last two games, and that partnership has just flourished straight away. So you're probably right, having us come in back in, but we know that the other teams got the same. Nathan Lyon's probably doing the same thing for Sixers, and the Scorchers have had a flurry of guys come in as well. So the next two games are going to be challenging. Hopefully we've added enough KG to get us over the line in the next two games. Hopefully they can contribute. And it'll be one of the most amazing BBL comebacks probably we've seen.
It'll be the greatest comeback since Lazarus, I can tell you, because you were dead in the water. I tell you what, Benny, I'm on them. They are playing with so much confidence.
And I love the predictability, Cage. We're seeing Matt Short bowls over 1 and 5.
Exactly.
Sidsy and Harry Conway get one away in the... they both bowl the surge. They get one away in the power play early. But then Travis Head comes on and bowls over number 17, which was fairly important too, my man.
And Benny, you've played a lot of cricket, but going back to the point that Travis made, talking to him in the field, like there's a reason for it.
We'll wrap this up, Trav, but love to ask your thoughts on Thomas Kelly he's KG's second favourite because you're on the radio with us, so you're number one. But Thomas Kelly is running a close number two. Gee, he offers a real spark, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He's, I think he's just lapping it up. He's just loving every single moment playing the BBL. Unfortunately, I think what hasn't happened, we haven't got massive bumper crowds. And I think someone like him, he just thrives on it even more and just love it even more. So, but he is a huge talent for us. We've seen it for a while. It's great to see him get opportunities. It's a tough place to bat. And I think he's a perfect character for that. He's a selfless cricketer. You can see in the last two nights, he's got out the second last ball both times, which is frustrating when you get average. The game's always about averages and whatnot. And he's walked off with a smile on his face. He's done the job. I thought he batted beautifully that night. He got 16 off 13, which is a really important little stage for us to get the score that we did. He's elite in the field. His energy never dies. And he just loves seeing guys do well and just enjoys each other's success. So, he's a bright future for us for South Australia. Hopefully, he can continue to learn from these guys and continue to develop. But, he hasn't knocked the world down yet, and he hasn't had that breakout thing, but he's just continually getting consistent and getting better and better and just doing the job and that's what he's doing. So it's great to see.
Trav, I don't think it's unreasonable to say that we've been a little bit starved of success as South Australian cricket fans. Of course, the Strikers 4 years ago winners, but when was the last Sheffield Shield, KG?
95, 96. I was there.
So the cricket fans here, absolutely thrilled with what you've done in the last couple of weeks, mate. Looking forward to seeing you take on the Sixers on Wednesday. Hopefully you get past them, and then you've got the Perth Scorchers back in Melbourne. Mm. I think at Marvel Stadium that'll be on the weekend. Thanks for your time, and good luck over the next week or so.
Good luck, Trav.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Travis Head there from the Adelaide Strikers and, of course, the Ashes as well.
If suddenly Alex Carey and Travis Head walk back through the door, the team you were playing with, God, that'll lift you, for goodness sake.
Do you know what else I find? Even if you're in the opposition team, I remember when I played my district cricket and you'd come up against East Torrens and you'd see D-hooks in the other team. And you would just think, wow, this is a real game of cricket now. Yeah. This is something pretty serious. Yeah. So I just reckon, and we've talked about this, the BBL has struggled a little bit for attention, really. Correct. On the basis of the fact that even for our Australian players, we don't have access to our best Australian players that often. No. And when Alex Carey, surprise inclusion after the Tim Payne issue, into the Strikers, we all thought that Travis Head was maybe 50-50 with Usman Khawaja. He got the berth, so completely missed the Strikers until now. But I reckon that does hurt the competition, and when they come back in, it really lifts the whole competition as well.
Absolutely spot on.
Fantastic to hear from Travis Head as the Adelaide Strikers head into I think it's called the qualifier. I can't even remember what the name of the game is.
Doesn't matter, we'll beat them.
The qualifier. It's basically the preliminary final against the Sydney Sixers on Wednesday night. The Superfast Charging all-electric Kia EV6. It's as silent as the critics. Find out more at kia.com/au. We're off to a break. Travis Head, our guest.